Okay, so this perek talks about what the perek chof. All right, the Menahal wasn't here last week. Perek Chof Menal, if the Menal needs help, we can call some of the preschool assistants to help out over here for some of the Kinderlach. And I'm not joking, it's still embarrassing. It's embarrassing to me. It's still embarrassment. Perek Chof Tabel b'nei Yisrael Leimor tenu lochem es orei amiklot asher dibalti aleichem biyad Moshe. So this Perek Chof deals with Yeshua Benun doing the second half of the first part that Moshe Rabbeinu did. I'm sure everybody remembers from Maseches Makis that there were three Ori Miklot and Eva Hayaldein, and three Kenegdom parallel to them in Eretz Yisrael. There were three Ori Miklot. Eretz Yisrael had on top of that another 42, because we had all the Ori Alevim. Were also, the Ori Alevim were also Koilet. But altogether there was, and now the parak goes through over here, Mamish, a Chazora of everything that's written there in Parshas Veschana. Chiyud of Goyal Adam, V'yoshev Bi'ir, Ad Mois Kohen Godel, Mamish HaChazorah. And then it chazes over what Moshe did. Chazes over again what Moshe Rabbeinu did in Eva Hayarden. And that's pretty much, that's the end of the parak. Eilo yo ori hamad, alachol b'nei Yisrael, hager, lo nushom hakom etzer, b'soy, v'lo yomos, b'yad Goyal Adam. So basically, in this perek, what we have, instead of the perek just saying one or two psukim, that what Yeshua Benun did, chazes over the whole thing. And you know, we already saw, anytime we have that here, there's a reason. Chazes over the whole thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did, actually spends more time telling us what Moshe Rabbeinu did, less time telling us what Yeshua Benun did. Which is interesting. The first part is already Parshas Veschanan. Sefer Yeshua doesn't have to chazer over what's already written in the Torah. For some reason it does. So you have to know what is the pshat. So I'm going to share with you fascinating chazal. And when we look at the Parshon, we'll see that this chazal is expounded on. Chazal make a very, very big deal that Moshe Rabbeinu separated the three Ori Miklot. And the shtickel modna, the Chazal are making a big deal out of it. Part of the big deal is our whole perek. Chazering again what Moshe Rabbeinu did. When Moshe Rabbeinu separated the three Ori Miklot, the Torah uses a lashon oz yavdol. Oz. Then. But oz is usually a lashon shira, like oz yosher. So Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu separated the Ori Miklot Mamish with tremendous joy. What was the tremendous joy? So Chazal say, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew he can't do the whole mitzvah. Because the three Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael are worthless. The three Ori Miklot in Eva Hayarden are worthless until we separate the three Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael. So basically, what Moshe Rabbeinu did, accomplished zero. Moshe Rabbeinu still said, "Mitzvah habo liyodi akaymena." This is what I can do. So I'm going to do what I can do. Isn't that elementary? Isn't that aleph beis? What's the chiddush? Talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal, it's unbelievable joy that Moshe Rabbeinu had, because here was a mitzvah that he couldn't do the whole thing. Because the three that he separated are not going to be enacted until the three in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, it's Meduik in the Lashon HaPesukim. Because it really should say, Oz Yavdil Moshe. Right? Oz Hivdil Moshe. Instead it says, Oz Yavdil Moshe, B'loshon Rabbi, B'loshon Osit. Right? The reason is very simple. Because the three are in Miklat that Moshe Rabbeinu separated in Eva Yarden were ineffective. So all he was really doing was separating Ori Miklat for the future. Oz Yavdil Moshe. Shalom Shalom. He separated now three Ori Miklat for the future. That's what he did. Right? What's the big chiddush? What's this? We're talking about elementary school? That a person says, if I can't finish the mitzvah, I'm not going to start the mitzvah. If I can't finish Masecht, I'm not going to start the Masecht. Doesn't make sense. Why would you think that way? It's a pella. But the Rambam, who never brings down like Agadah's stuff in the Sefer Mishneh Torah, in Perek Zion in Ilchos Ritzeach, the Rambam goes out of his way to tell us this chiddush, that the three Ori Miklat in Chutz La'aretz don't work till they separated the three in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam in Ilchos Ritzeach and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says that Moshe Rabbeinu, even so, Moshe still separated the three in the Eva Yarden, even though they weren't going to be effective until the three in Eretz Yisrael were separated. So again, the Rambam sees this as very important, that we have to know that the Ori Miklot in Chutz La'aretz were separated by Moshe Rabbeinu. Mamish Apella. Mamish Apella. Now let's look at the smag. So you'll see this is a theme. That the Torah goes out of its way to tell us the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he separated these three Ori Miklot. Smag comes and he says, Ein achas me Ori Miklot koltes. This is a mitzvah I involve. None of these Ori Miklot work until Achiyuv de Lukulam. Till they're all separated. Says the smag, Voidionu Moshe Rabbeinu Shein Sholoshe Vayardin Koldus Achiyu Shoshe Vloma Hivdilon Hoyu Bo Mitzvah Liyodi Yom HaKaimena. Says the smag, Voidienu Kan Shevach Moshe Rabbeinu. Nervoyim. Mamish Nervoyim. From all the things you could say about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is going out of its way to tell us how unbelievable Moshe Rabbeinu was, that he separated the three Ori Miklat and Eva Yarden, even though they didn't work until the three in Eretz Yisrael were separated. What in the world is a big deal? Why is this such a big deal? The Rambam, the Smag, Chazal, his old Mishnah Makas, I'm sure Olam remembers. The Mishnah's Marech, that the three in Eva Yarden, they don't work until the three in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, still Moshe. What's the big deal? Of course. Would have been a pell if Moshe didn't do it. Imagine if you would have read a pasuk in the Torah that Moshe would have said, you know what? Forget about it. These three don't work till the three in Eretz Yisrael. Let somebody else worry about it. What's the chiddush? This is a pella. But this is what we see from the Rambam and the Smak. Now, I'm going to read to you a Klei Yoko, which is going to be Mishtoimim. Klei Yoko and Veschanan. Right after the Ori Miklat are separated in Eva Yarden, if you look at the pasuk there, you have the famous pasuk that we say every time the Sefer Torah is picked up for Hagbah. V'zois ha-Torah ha-shosom Moshe. If you look in Parshas and Schanan, you'll see that that pasuk is found right after the separation of the Ori Miklat. So I'm going to read you what the Klei Yoko says. Zok the Klei Yoko. Dover ze tzorech l'shamish lanu limud. Shekoidem kol yaschil odom b'mitzvah. Says the Klei Yoko, a person should do a mitzvah, no matter what. Afilu im yodeya shelo yuchal l'goyim. Even if you know you can't finish, start. Again, Aleph Beis. I would say it's Aleph Beis. Says the Klei Yoko, v'kach noag dovin ha-melech. David HaMelech did all the preparations for Beis HaMikdash, even though he couldn't put it up. That's. But now listen to his punchline. V'zois ha-Torah. When we say zois ha-Torah, shasom Moshe. Yeah, what's the Torah? You know what the Torah is? Zois ha-Torah, Torah zu shel avdo osari miklat. This Torah of the Ori Miklat. Shehivdu Moshe af shelo yucha ligmo hoiza. He knew he can't finish it. He did it anyway. Asher som Moshe uvnei b'nei Yisrael, limdo l'bnei Yisrael, sheyinagu kein l'gabi kol mitzvah sater. What a Kleyoker. Kleyoker is telling us that this is the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu. The lesson. Zois ha-Torah, asher som Moshe. What is the spitz lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu? Was separating him d'Ori Miklat. Separating something you know you can't finish. That's the spitz. Isn't that basic? That's olive base. But as I state in the Kliyok, that this is the ultimate lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why it's after the Ori Miklat that it says Zoy Satay Hashem so much. So this definitely needs a lot of clarity. So I'll tell you what I think we could say over here. To understand this a little better. The emes is that really separating the Ori Miklat is really a depressing thing, if you think about it. What's separating the Ori Miklat? Separating the Ori Miklat is for Ritzayach. The whole thing is a bidievet. The whole separation of the Ori Miklat, what's Ori Miklat? It's a prison for murderers. True, a guy killed Beshegek, it's true, but a negligent. If there's no negligence, you potter. If you're a shaggy core of lioness, you don't go to Ori Miklat. You go to Ori Miklat because you weren't careful. Right? That's why you're chayiv derech yirida, you're not chayiv derech aliyah. Karen Zovis. You're only chayiv where you have negligence. So Ori Miklat basically is a prison for somebody who kills b'shegek. Making a prison for people that kill b'shegek is not a very happy event. Right? You don't go to a Chanukah Sabayis of a prison. Imagine you get an invitation in the mail. You're invited to. There's a new prison being built. They're having a cornerstone laying. Somebody's dedicating it. And you're invited to come. Machta Gansa Chanukah Sabayis with speeches and music. Mishugah. It's a prison. It's a prison. Sach HaKol, the Ori Miklat is a prison. For murderers. Shaking murderers, but murderers. Shaking murderer is a murderer. He's called a Ritzach. We had a Marshal. The Marshal, the Gemara says, why was there an Ori Miklat in Chevron? The Gemara says, B'shchem Shchichi Roitzchem. So the Marshal asks, Shchem Shchichi Roitzchem? It's a Shagig. He says, a high crime rate, B'shagig? How do you understand that? It's B'shagig. It's Shagig. It's not Chicago. It's b'shegig. So one of the pshatim to answer the Marshal's kasha, which I said over, is that in order for somebody to kill b'shegig and be negligent in somebody, it means the value of life has gone down. If the value of life is high up, people are very careful. So the crime rate in Shechem was so elevated that the value of life went down, so maybe they were more shaking him too. Maybe they were more shaking him. So really, separating an Ori Miklat should be a sad event. It's not a chasana. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Oz Yavdu. What's pshat in that? Moshe Rabbeinu here taught us an unbelievable lesson. He taught us an unbelievable lesson. And I think that's Pasha Pshat in the Kleyoker. Even though he doesn't elaborate, but I think that's Pshat in the Kleyoker. That's why the Rambam brings it. And the Smag brings it. That really the lesson here is not the fact that Moshe did something even though he couldn't finish. That's the way it reads. See, Moshe chapped the mitzvah even though he couldn't finish. That's not such a chiddush. If you look at your own life, which mitzvahs are you best at? The mitzvahs that you feel good about. The mitzvahs that talk to you. The mitzvahs that don't talk to you. You're not so careful about with it. That's the way people are. The person says, this is my prime mitzvah. It talks to you. Yeah, that's the way it is. Mitzvah talks to you. A mitzvah that doesn't talk to you, you're not careful. It doesn't matter if it's the Reis, if it's the Rabbonah. Lashon Hara doesn't talk to most people, so nichshel Lashon Hara. It's the way it is. But the emes is, that's all because when you look at a mitzvah, you're looking at it from your fulfillment perspective. How geschmack is it for me to do this mitzvah? How much do I enjoy this mitzvah? Shalom Zoch is a geschmack of mitzvah. Friday night, Shalom Zoch, especially in the wintertime. 9 o'clock at night, get together with a bunch of chever. Lamais, it's a chesed. It's tak a chesed. But it's a geschmack of mitzvah. A chasna geschmack of chesed. It's a geschmack. Especially if the chasna is in the Hilton or the Rockley. Say geschmack. Say zero geschmack. Yeah. Geschmack in mitzvah. Some mitzvahs are not so geschmack. Some mitzvahs are not so geschmack. Zman chrish, when Shabbos morning is not so geschmack. Especially when it's a 8:45. So this is a geschmack. So I said, most people are more medactic in the mitzvah of Shalom Zocho. Which is not even a mitzvah derabonon. It's a nice thing. Then chrish me deraise. When the Zman is 8:45. Why? Because Shalom Zocha talks to you. And Krishna the winter doesn't talk to you. I'm not being critical. It's the way we all, it's in the human nature. It's the way we are. But the emes is, that if that's the way your life is, and Rachman al-Son, you go through life that way, you really weren't over Hashem. You were over Atzmai. You didn't really serve Hashem. You served yourself. In those areas, those things that you thought nice things, you indulged in. Yeah, the fact that it's a mitzvah makes it a little nicer, more geschmack. Why not? But it's really zich. It's you. If a person looks at every mitzvah as a hechatimtza b'makasha with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's the overwhelming pull to do it, so every mitzvah talks to you the same. Every mitzvah talks to you the same. That's why if a person is not medactic in a mitzvah's kala, shodom dosh bar kevav, Chazal say he's missing b'chukos ha'teleichu. Years ago, I once said, that's pshat, it says, in b'chukos ha'teleichu. So Rashi brings down the famous Chazal, even the mitzvah shodom dosh bar kevav. How does that fit into the words of the pasuk? In b'chukos ha'teleichu. So one pshat you could say is the word teleichu. You step on the mitzvahs. I said the pshat is you could say it's in the first part. In b'chukos ha. If the reason, if your motivation to keep the mitzvahs is because it's Hashem's mitzvahs, then there's no difference. Mitzvah shodom dosh parkev nosh parkev. It's b'chukos ha. If the reason you're keeping the mitzvahs is because it talks to you, not going nowhere. The mitzvah of separating the Ari Miklat, there are two ways to look at it. We'll say there's three ways to look at it, okay? It clearly shouldn't be a happy mitzvah. It's Ari Miklat. It's not a happy thing to do, right? That's number one. Now, a person who only does mitzvahs that talk to him, he won't separate Ari Miklat at all. That the Torah doesn't have to tell us. That Moshe Rabbeinu was not that way. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu. But then, there's another level. The other level is, what happens if I'm not really mitzvah nor imiklut? I don't really have to separate the Ari Miklat. Because theoretically, the Ari Miklat's only chal if all six are here together. So theoretically, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have separated the three, theoretically, he wouldn't have done anything wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu could have given a tzavah to Yeshua. Yeshua, listen. These three Ari Miklat don't work. They're ineffective. Till you separate the three in Eretz Yisrael. You do the whole job. After I demise, take care of the whole thing. Separate six Ari Miklat. I don't want to be involved in Ari Miklat. Doesn't talk to me. To Moshe Rabbeinu, separating the Ari Miklat was like eating matzah. It was like drinking wine on Purim. It's like being Mekayma Ad Lo Yoda. This is a mitzvah Hashem. This is a mitzvah Oz Yavdil. He did it b'simcha. To Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kiyam HaMitzvahs had nothing to do with what talks to him. So here you have a mitzvah which most people would say, this is like Krishma in the wintertime. Zman Krishma of the Mogen Avraham in the wintertime. And Moshe wasn't theoretically mitzvah because it wasn't chal until they could be done all six together. What does Moshe do? Oz Yavda. He chaps b'simcha. If you look at Rashi in Vaschana, Rashi says, Shehoya Moshe choreid, he was afraid he won't get a chance to do it. So what Moshe's legacy to Klal Yisrael was, that every mitzvah is an opportunity to be mechaber to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Zoyis ha-Torah shosam Moshe uvnei b'nei Yisrael. That's Pshat in the Klal Yoker. This is the legacy Moshe Rabbeinu left us. If we look at every mitzvah as an opportunity to be mechaber to the Rabbeinu Shalom, if that's the way we look at a mitzvah, there's no such thing as a gishmak mitzvah. I don't think there's too many heathen that have more avos haTorah than Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal had. Right? I'm comfortable to say that. Somebody went over to Shlomo Zalman and he asked him a shaila. You're allowed to learn ben gavra le gavra. During Aliyas, you're allowed to learn. Not supposed to talk, but you're allowed to learn during the Aliyas, between the Aliyas. So somebody, a Ben Torah, asked Rav Shlomo Zalman that he's in a shul, and the shul is Ma'arech HaMisha Berachs. Ma'arech HaMisha Berachs. And he says, it stirs him if he has to listen to the Misha Berach and say Omein after the Misha Berach. It stirs his learning. How much of a chiyuv is there to say Amen on a Misha Berach? So the guy who asked the shayla, he was a shtickle amoritz. Because he thought a Misha Berach is like a bracha. He said, then you have to say Amen. He was wrong. Misha Berach is not a, there's no chiyuv like a bracha to say Amen. If you hear a bracha, you have to say Amen. There's no chiyuv, Misha Berach. Because the bracha is really not to the Rabbanu Shalom. The bracha is to whoever got the aliyah. And whoever they're giving brachas to. Talk to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, it's a mitzvah v'haftaracha kumoicha. Right, it's a mitzvah v'haftaracha kumoicha. He says, l'maisa, most people cherish when they get a Misha Berach by a Sefer Torah. It's their opportunity. How many aliyahs the average guy get a year? Two aliyahs a year? A guy, a regular balabos. How many aliyahs does the guy get? Two a year, if he's lucky. If he davens in a big shul, maybe one a year. Some chaser. And then he gets a Misha Berach. And he gets a chance. Shlomo Zalman tells him to make for his wife, and for his aunt, and for his mother, and for his daughter, whoever he's making Misha Berach for. He says, the Yid is mamish, this is mamish, he's treasuring these moments. And he wants that the tzibur should say amen to that treasured bracha that he's getting aliyah for. He says, so this is an opportunity of a haftarecha kamoicha that you could do once a year for this Jew. It's a once a year opportunity of a haftarecha kamoicha for this Jew. He says, idos ha mitzvah iveres. That's a mitzvah. How would you let such a mitzvah escape? It's doicha talmud Torah. Mitzvah iveres is doicha talmud Torah. That was Shlomo Zalman Orbach's knee-jerk reaction. The guy told me he felt like an idiot. Because Shlomo Zalman went through the whole thing with him. Slowly. Explaining to him. Slowly. Who the guy's giving his wife and his aunt and who he's giving Misha Berach to. And how many times does he have a chance to do that once a year? He told him, Mevaka Chayle, the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu Meir Pomim B'yoyim. Hashavas Aveda, you have to give the same Aveda to the same Shlomazel who loses his Aveda every day. Afilu Meir Pomim. Here you have a mitzvah that you can only give this yid once a year. And what's going to make him happy? That you listen to the bracha and you say amen. Moshe Rabbeinu, what he left Klal Yisrael to us, what he left us was that. And it could be that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, big chiddush in halacha, famous Gemara, that normally we say, yeah, if there's a mitzvah of pre-cantina. So preka means if the animal is caving in under its load, you have to unload the animal. Tina is fakelt, to reload the animal. So normally the halacha is, preka mitzvahs preka is koidemes le mitzvahs tina. Because preka is sabal chayim. Preka has side ben adam l'chaveri. Side sabal chayim. Tina, loading up the animal, is just ben adam l'chaveri. It doesn't have sabal chayim. So the halacha is mitzvahs preka is koidemes le mitzvahs tina. That's the halacha. But the Gemara paskens in Bava Metzia that if this is your enemy, so basically I have somebody who I don't like, and his behemoth needs to be loaded, and I have my best buddy outside, and his animal, Nebuch, is sitting there withering in pain, has to be unloaded, paskin the Gemara, mitzvah of Tiina besayne kodemes l'mitzvahs prika boyev. Why? The Gemara says, lochuf liyitzrei adif. Because your Yetzirah is pulling you not to help this guy who's a guy you don't like. So better help him. What's the Pshat the Gemara? Stam exercise your Yetzirah? Is that what the Gemara means? Based on what I'm telling you, I think the Pshat is deeper than that. The Pshat is, when you're helping your enemy, you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. When you're doing a chesed to somebody you don't like, that you're doing L'Shem Shemayim. I just recently told this to somebody from Chaver. I said, you should know your chesed is unique. Because most chesed that I do in my life, I try to do as much as I can. It's people I know. It's people I have a kesher to. People are davened by me. It's Talmidim. It's that chesed is easy. I said, you're getting a call 12 o'clock at night from Shum Shlomazel who ran out of gas. Who happens to be me? I don't want to call anybody in Klai Yisrael Shlomazel. Ich given Yenish Shlomazel. I already had once, three times, I ran out of gas. Three different occasions. Not only was I a Shlomazel, right? But the Eibish to Mishamayim were Mishtevev, that the same Chaverim guy came all three times. That's a special schus. I don't know what I did to be Zeichet to that. The third time he came, I looked at him, I was like, oh, everybody Shalala. This guy had to come again. The shmeichel that he had, the simchas hanefesh that he had, he had this container of gasoline. I asked him where to get it, that container. So he starts telling me, he says, but I want you to know, he says, I don't know if I should tell you, because I like coming to help you. I like coming. That's chesed for the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's a different madrigal. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Zoyis HaTorosh HaSom Moshe. Moshe left us a legacy that's separating an Ori Miklot for Reitzchim when you're not even Mechuyiv because you could wait till the other three that Yeshua Benun is going to do. I'm doing it with the same Oz. Zokta, says the Klayokor, Zoyis HaTorosh HaSom Moshe. That's the biggest legacy that Moshe Rabbeinu left Klal Yisrael.